you're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Charlotte Kniep. And if you're a fan of The Mormon Channel, then you've probably seen the original video series Two Brothers and Two Brothers Two, which features brothers Sam, Luke, Tommy, and Joseph as they grow up together, go on their missions, and even get married. And the series is very raw and open. Different topics are addressed, like depression, faith, fighting, winning, losing, and natural disasters are all covered. It's such a great series, and it's become a truly unique way to document and share their family history with the world. Now, recently at the Roots Tech 2016 conference in Salt Lake City, oldest brother Sam was able to take the experiences from filming the Two Brothers series and debuted his new genealogy app to help other people record and share their stories with each other. Sam is with us in studio today to talk about this. Thanks so much for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, and just a side note, I grew up with Sam, so this is kind of a fun interview for me to do. Okay, so first of all, participating in the Two Brothers series, how did you feel about all of that information and the history of yourself being available for anyone to see?
Yeah, that's interesting. Well, actually, when I started out with the project, there were like 50 other kids. And the idea was maybe they would make a film about a few of the kids in the project. And I didn't really think that my story would be in it because my story was relatively boring or pretty common, I guess. And so I didn't know it was going to be public from the beginning. But later the church wanted to make a film about us because there wasn't a ton of footage about Mormon kids growing up. And we were happy to do it if the church wanted to do it. And that's kind of how it happened.
Yeah. Now, how did your brothers and other members of your family feel about you guys just being kind of open about what was going on in your lives?
So, I mean, it was a joint decision by the family, but there were obviously pros and cons. I mean, one of the obvious cons is that inevitably, if you try to compress 1,000 days into a few hundred hours of footage and then further compress that into 90 minutes, certain things will just be misunderstood.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess that's kind of inevitable. We're all kind of misunderstood anyway, so I guess I'm just misunderstood by more people. But the positive was that just a lot of people responded to it, really, really appreciated it. And of course, the church wanted to do it. And that kind of was the trump card. So I guess that was the most important thing.
Yeah. I mean, I appreciated it a lot because I obviously, like, we grew up kind of in the same neighborhood and I saw your family a lot. And I always thought my sisters and I were the only family in the ward that fought all the time. And it was kind of cool to see, like, oh, the Nelson brothers fought too.
Oh, yeah.
So I didn't feel alone in that. But so from that experience, why do you think it's important that everyone shares their life stories with maybe not the world, but with their own families?
Yeah, well, so like I said, I didn't know that my story was going to be completely public.
Mm-hmm.
I figured at the very least, I'm recording kind of my own life and I can use that kind of as a teaching tool for my own children. So in a way, I was growing up in high school and I had this idea in my head that I was setting an example for my own children while I was growing up. So I kind of got an advance on that sense of responsibility, and it was really good for me.
Mm-hmm.
In that sense, that's why it's important for me. And I continue to record myself, and I've got just a bunch of footage about my life, you know, for that reason.
Yeah. And you're about to become a father.
Yeah.
And so... is that something that you want to continue with your own family then?
Yeah, I think so. It takes some discipline to sit down and do it, but hopefully my children record it for themselves.
And it's a really cool modern way to do genealogy work. A lot of the time we hear the word genealogy and, you know, people in their 20s or 30s might just automatically get turned off because it sounds like an old people thing to do. It sounds like something that's kind of boring or not really that fun. But when you put a modern twist on it and you record videos and you ask people about their stories, it becomes so much more involved and interesting.
Yeah. And it's almost kind of addicting too. At least the way that, at least recording people's life stories is, I record a lot of stories of older people, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, in 80 years or in 60 to 80 years of life, there's a lot of interesting things that happen. So it's kind of fun to talk about things that don't come up in casual conversation.
Mm-hmm.
People are a lot more interesting than you think if you ask them interesting questions.
Yeah, and that's true with your whole family tree. You see names, and they're more than just names. They're lives, they're heartaches, they're trials and joys and all these different experiences that you get to really dive into when you learn more about them. So that's really cool. So, you mentioned that you're making a career out of telling stories now and recording people's genealogy. Tell us a little bit about that.
So, yeah, like you said, I was at Roots Tech last week, and we got to preview our app that's in private beta. A few people are trying it out. And anyway, it's basically capturing people's life stories and personality and voice on video.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was there, a lady came up to me and she said she was in the Family History Mission in Salt Lake. And she said kind of the theme of our mission is when an old person dies, a library burns to the ground.
Mm.
And I thought, that's so true. If we don't capture this 100 years of experience or this 80 years of experience, I mean, it disappears. Anyway, those things are so important to save. So anyway, our app helps people do that.
Yeah, no, you really motivated me because I think I mentioned before, I just have one living grandparent left. And I didn't take the time with my other three to kind of sit down. And I have a few stories here and there, but I'm really motivated now to go sit down with my grandma and say, okay, like, what have you done? Tell me about your life. Tell me about, what college was like in the 30s and 40s.
Right. Yeah. No, I'll have to send you the app.
How do you think participating in family history has strengthened your testimony or strengthened your faith?
My experience has really been concentrated in one part, in really listening to other people's stories, right?
Mm-hmm.
I guess just kind of learning from other people or hearing their testimonies and their experience is kind of what strengthens me, I guess,
mm-hmm.
or what strengthens my testimony. Also, just because this has been disproportionately with older people, just because they're the highest priority, you hear a lot about kind of what's important, and there are some really strong themes about what's important to older people at the end of their lives. Their career and everything that's kind of your world when you're young is kind of an afterthought. What's really important at the end of people's lives is their children, and if they're LDS, overwhelmingly, really, how strong their children are in the church. I mean, almost every time is like the most important thing to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And so it gives you good insight into what's really important, and you can learn a lot from people with a lot of experience.
Yeah. It sounds like you've really captured, and you're letting the spirit of Elijah kind of work in you to motivate you to do all these things. That's amazing. What advice would you have for others who are struggling with getting interested in family history? What if there's that stigma of this sounds like boring?
Yeah, well,
stuff
yeah, well,
to do.
I can only speak from my own experience. For me, it's really been the more experience you have with it, the more you want to kind of experiment more with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's easier now than it's ever been, especially after going to Roots Tech. Technology has made it so easy to get started.
Yeah.
And once you get started, you kind of see why people get into it. The church has partnered with all of the big family history companies, but FamilySearch showcases a lot of apps that that can help you get started. So I recommend just try it out and you see why people get so into it.
Yeah. Now, I tried it out for the first time a few years ago, and I was sort of the mindset that, oh, both my parents' families have been in the church forever. Like, all our temple work's been done. And then I said a prayer, and I went through my family tree, and I somehow discovered this whole family who hadn't been sealed yet. They'd been baptized, but hadn't been sealed. And that was a really cool thing for me to do, to take my family to the temple and to do that work. So I definitely have a testimony of family history. But thank you so much for being with us today. I really appreciate it. That's great advice. And to watch Sam and his family on the full Two Brothers film series, you can visit mormonchannel.org. And on our site, you can also view the speakers from the recent Roots Tech 2016 conference if you happened to miss that as well. Well, our quote of the day comes from President Russell M. Nelson. And he said, "No matter your situation, you can make family history a part of your life right now. Primary children can draw a family tree. Youth can participate in proxy baptisms. They can also help the older generation work with computers. Parents can relate stories of their lives to their posterity. Worthy adult members can hold a temple recommend and perform temple ordinances for their own kin. Thank you so much for listening today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.